We're starting the Mishnah on the top of Ein Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Yain Esech Asur, Ve'usir B'kol Shehu. It's Asur, and it creates Isur and other things, B'kol Shehu. Yain B'yain, that's if it's wine mixed with wine, or Mayim B'mayim B'kol Shehu. Each of those is a Kol Shehu that causes a problem. Now, Mayim B'mayim introduces us to something that we really haven't bumped into before. As Rashi says, that here we're talking about Mayim, Shinitnachschud Obdat Kochavim. This is water that was used for Nisuch before Avodah Zarah. So here, if you have a Yayin Bisur with Yayin that's Heter, or Mayim Bisur with Mayim Heter, Kol Shehu makes it problematic. On the other hand, Yayin B'mayim, it's wine with water. Oh, Mayim B'yayin, or water with Yayin, B'notein Tam. Then we measure it based on the fact or whether it gives over any flavor. Ze'akla. Here's the principle. Min b'mino b'mashu. If it's min b'mino, the same item, then a mashu is osir. On the other hand, shelo b'mino, if it's not the same taste, same flavor, then it's b'notein tam, then the determining factor whether there's isur here is notein tam. So we're going to see, the Gemara is going to bring on the second half of the daf today, a machlokas about what the halacha is. We've already seen Rashi's opinion, and we know that the Rabbeinu Tam argues, so we'll see all of that encapsulated at the end of today's daf. Now, Kiyanta Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Are Yain Nesech Mechaviv the Boar. Someone is pouring Yain Nesech, which is Yain of Isur, into the Boar. The Boar is the capturing vessel or pit for the wine at the press, but in that Boar is wine that of Heter. Afilu Kol Yom Kulo, even all day, Rishon Batel. As each drop of Yain Nesech comes in, it's Batel. With the large quantity of wine that is in the boar, each drop is nitbatel, ayidei the fact that it drops in here. And Rashi, when he says that it's mutar, when it's batel, Rashi says only mutar behana. He does not say bishtia, which is interesting. He says only mutar behana. And later on, we're going to have a
this is min b'mino.
It's min b'mino, but Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan says that it's kama kama batel. Even min b'mino, which gets us into an issue in a second. The Gemara is going to ask a question, then we have to understand what that means. Because if it's b'kol shehu asur, then how is it that kama kama batil? Rashi says there's a Mishnah further on which says yayin nesek shenafal bor kulo asur. There's a yayin nesek falls into a bor, it's all asur. So Rashi says muki lo kishenafal b'chavit gedola. That's when the whole thing went in one shot. V'nishbara v'nafal kulu ke'achad. That's when all of it came in together. That's when you have such a problem. All right, now the Gemara says, Tanan, our Mishnah, Yayin Nesech Asur, V'osir V'kol Shehu. That Yayin Nesech is problematic, and even a Kol Shehu is problematic. My love, the Kof Nofil Isura L'go Hetera, right, or the Gav Hetera. It's that the Isur falls into Heter, which is exactly the case described by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you have the Isur going into the Heter. Our Mishnah says Kol Shehu, and you're saying Kama Kama Botil. How could that be? So when it says low, our Mishnah is addressed in the case the Kanafil Hetera, the Go or the Gabi Surah, when the Heter falls into the Isur, meaning that there's a large quantity of Isur in the boar, and then the Heter is going into that, and that's when you have a Kol Shehu. But the case addressed by Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan is where it's the other way around. The Isur, the smaller quantity, is going into the larger quantity. So there you would say, Kama Kama Botil. So now what you have here is that the Gemara is distinguishing between whether the Isur falls into the Heter. There, Rabbi Yochanan, or Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan says, Kama Kama Botil. On the other hand, in the instance where it's the opposite, where you have Heter that's going into Isur, then we say Bekoshu. As soon as it enters, it's problematic, or the Yayin Nesek that touches it makes it problematic. So, if it's really Osir B'Kol Shehu, how do you have a case where it's even Kama Kama Batil? There is, that's really what it should mean. When you say Kol Shehu, Kol Shehu should mean no Batelut. It should mean there is no Batelut. That's exactly what Kol Shehu means. So we saw earlier in Tosafot, when it dealt with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Tosfos asks that we know that Rabbi Shimon's Shita in Makot is that it's Kol Shehu the Makot. That even the smallest amount causes you to have Makot. Yet, over here in our Gemara, Rabbi Shimon seems to have an opinion that there is some sort of betelut when it comes to Yayin Nesech. So Tosfos, in answering that question, says, it's the Tosfos on Samachet Amud Bet, it's the widest line, the first widest line on Samachet Amud Bet, the Tosfos says, it's towards the end of that line, on the widest line of Tosfos, it says, The kosher the makot, kede amar hatam Rabbi Shimon kosher the makot, hainu davka be iser be'enei. That's only when the iser is intact do we say this kosher. Aval yidei tarovet beheter lo. But if it's mixed in with the heter, no. Dim lo kein, if that's not true, lo timtza shum bitul lo Rabbi Shimon. Otherwise, Rabbi Shimon has no such thing as betilut in the Torah. Lo berov, lo besamach, lo bematayim. There'd be no way to be mevatel anything according to Rabbi Shimon. If everything's kosher is chayav, then there's no such thing as bitul according to Rabbi Shimon. Elavade beisur murav beheter moder Rabbi Shimon kediprashti. Shimon agrees that if it's mixed in with heter, that there is such a concept called bitul. On the other hand, aval heicha lo shayach bitul. When there is no bitul, what's a case like that? Go into heicha the ikatam. That it imparts a flavor. Then chashvinin lei kiilu haya isur be'en. Then we look at it as the isur is actually extant. Daha tam ki ikar kedi parashti leil. Because tam ki ikar means that it's as if it's there. So the Rabbeinu Tam earlier also mentioned that in, according to Rabbi Shimon, there are two cases where koshu matters. Koshu matters when it's be'en. When it's there, it's physically there, it's extant. The other case it matters is when the flavor is there. Either one of those two is problematic. On the other hand, if it's nitbatel, there is a concept of bitul by koshu if it's mi'urav. So I would say that the Gemara here is doing something very similar, which is that the mixture itself, when the koshu drops in, the kama batil, that means even though it's a koshu, it could be ma'aser, nevertheless there is a concept of bitul once it's mi'urav. That koshu could be wiped out. But if it imparts flavor, or if it is be'en, then it will remain problematic, and kosher will be meaningful. And that's obviously in the case where the heter falls into the iser's flavor is definitely being imparted to the heter, and therefore there's no question of betelut over there. There it's definitely a sur. The other question that has to be dealt with over here is, it sounds from the Gemara, Pashtuta Gemara, is it doesn't matter. You could stand there all day and keep pouring in Yai Nesef, kama batil, forever. That means at some point in time, you'll reach a point where there is more Yayin Nesech than Yayin Heter in the board. Yet, it seems to be here, kama batil, mutar. And that's what Rashi says. Rashi seems to indicate through the Lashon of Rashi that it doesn't matter. The only way that it's usher is if the whole barrel falls in one shot. If not, it's fine. Even if you go past 60-1, even if you go past the point of time where you'll actually flavor it. That's a Shitat Rashi. Tosfos brings such a habamina, and he's unwilling to be settled with it. He says in Ikiyata Rav Dimi on Rabbi Yochanan, Mer Yai Nesech, there's perish. Afilu mitrabe Yai Nesech lebesof mikoma komarinum rishon rishon botel. Mashma hocho, to Rav Dimi summer kaba botel, even, you know, an extent. And then if you go down, he says, Nimsa minet mino v'neyor, v'lo amar kama kom batil, Rav Dimi kamar lo lahashmaita. We have another case where Rav Dimi in other Gemaras says that we have minet mino, if you get there, then the minet mino comes, if it overwhelms the heter that's there, we say that it's neor, and the iser is, it considers if it's extant, because it's flavoring the object, and therefore it should be problematic. So Rav Dimi seems to be soter himself. Over here he says kama kom batil forever. In another Gemara, he says, well, if it reaches the point where it's flavoring, then we don't say kama kama batil. So therefore, Tosfos says, it's the widest line again, the first widest line in Tosfos, down at the bottom he says, v'yesh lomar, d'bishmaita nami kamar risham mushum batil, hainu, ad shelo yipol sham kolkach menayay nesach, ben akol shelo yibheter samach. That only applies up to the point that there's 60-1 of the heter. If it extends beyond 61, meaning that it's giving flavor, then about nafalko kach ben anesach leserugin ben akol shein beheter samach kedei levat lo asur nesum nimsa minut mino b'neyor. Says if it goes to the point where they don't think tam, then there's no question. So that. Right. So now it goes back, I think, Tosos L'shita Tov, which we just saw before, which Tosos L'shita Tov said in Rabbi Shimon, by the koshu that is batel, except if it imparts flavor. If it imparts flavor, it becomes tam kikar, and then it becomes a problem again. So also over here, you can say the same thing. If a koshu is asur, then at the point in time where the flavor is now being imparted by the yayin nesech, then the koshu is no longer batel, and that koshu becomes a problem. So that's it. I think Tosos L'shita Tov. That's very important. So here, the only problem for Tosos is then what's the chiddush of kama kama batil? Kama kama batil makes no difference then. I mean that everything's been otein tam. So if you've always been otein tam, then if kama kama batil until otein tam, that's the same as saying otein tam. What's the difference over here? So Tosfos has to give. He says maybe the chiddush over here is Yeshua Dati Shmir and Dafakav Dukani Matin Ten Yain Binyan Binyoshu, who comes and teaches the chiddush that even though our mission says that Mashu was Asur, to lo Ma'ariv Yisura to go Etera. It's not talking about Yisur going to Heter. El Ma'ariv Heter to go Yisura. Says that's the chiddush. The chiddush of Yochanan is when we say Koshu in the Mishnah, don't apply it to this case. That's the chiddush over here because basically he's saying no Tain Tam. Right, the other thing to point out is the Rabbeinu Tam says here that the yain that we're talking about here that falls in, the yain of Yisur, is yain nesach mamash. We are not talking about stam yainam over here. Stam yainam is b'shishim. That's benotein tam. What we're talking about here is pure and clear yain nesach. Something that's clearly yain nesach, and that's the same thing with the mayim. When we're talking about the mayim, we're not talking about stam mayim. We're talking about mayim we know for certain is mayim shel nesach. That the whole Mishnah is addressing that, and our Gemara is addressing those cases. The Ri says that he's not sure, he's not convinced that the Rabbeinu Tam is right, but nevertheless, today, it makes no difference. And that's what we've seen in the Tosfos many times. It says that today we are not Bikiyim B'Tiv Yayin Nesach. And since we are not Bikiyim B'Tiv Yayin Nesach, then everything is like Stam Yainam, even the Yayin Nesach, quote-unquote, is Stam Yainam, and therefore, everything will be Batal B'Shishim, and not Koshu, because we're not talking about real Nine Nesach today. And that's what we bring down, the Halacha, right, many, we'll see when we get there, but the Halacha, that even by Stam Yainam today, we're very Makel because of this issue. We don't know what the exact status is, therefore we don't make it Osir Ba'anoh. We say that it's Batal B'Notin Tam. There are a lot of things that were Makel in Stam Yainam because of they don't, you don't really know, O Yodim B'Tiv Yain Nesach. And now the Gemara continues and says, Tashma, Yain b'mayim, our Mishnah says that if wine goes into water, b'notein tam. My love, the kanofio chamro di surah, right, the wine of heter is going l'maya de hetera. So according to Rav Dimi, that should be kama batil. Yet, this, our Mishnah seems to say that in that case, it's notein tam. So the Gemara says, lo kanofio chamro de hetera, the maya di isura. Now it's talking about a case where the wine is heter that is falling into the maya of isura. Ud mereisha b'maya di isura. Okay, so we'll agree with you. If the reisha is talking about a case of wine of heter is going to the maya of isura, seif enami b'maya di isura. That means that the seif is also talking about a case where it's mayim of isur. Viktani seifa. What are you going to do with that? It says mayim b'yayin. The isur is falling into the heter. Benotin tam. Again, it's benotin tam. Why is notin tam matter over here? It should be kama botil. Some of the charav dimi kula matnitin hey tera lego isura lego isura. That our whole entire mission is talking about a case where it's always heter falling into isur. So reisha the kanafil chamro the het tera lemayu the isura. So the first case when we're talking about wine into water, it's talking about heter wine into mayim of isur. Sefer the kafal maya when it's the water going in, we're talking about maya the tera. The mutter water that's going to the chamra di isura. So he switches what is usur and what is heter, but keeps the case consistent, which is that it's always heter falling into isur. Our whole Mishnah is structured, according to Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan, is structured over heter going into isur, and that's why we don't say kama kama botul in our Mishnah. But ein achanami, it was the other way around, the isur was falling into the heter, then we would say kama kama botul. Now we're going to have two statements here. Rashi claims that these two statements disagree with Rav Dimi, and therefore the halacha is not like Rav Dimi, because we're going to have Rav Yitzchak here, and then afterwards Rabin, who says that, or seems to disagree with this statement of Rav Dimi. First one is Giyata Rav Yitzchak B'Yosef, Rav Yochanan, Amere Yayin Mitzurtzur Katan Labor. Someone is pouring from what seems to be some small cup or pitcher into the boar. So we're talking about a small quantity going into a very large quantity. Filu kol yom kolo, rishon, rishon batel. Then, all day long, it's rishon, rishon batel. V'davka tzir tzirkotan, tolo nafish amudei. That's only true about a tzir tzirkotan, this small cup or pitcher, that, or dispenser, because the flow is very small. On the other hand, about chavit, when it comes to a barrel, the nofish amudei, that is a large flow, when you pour out of it, lo, then we don't say kama kama botil. So you see over here that Rav Yitzchak is machmir. Before, Rav Dimi said, Rav Yochanan said, Amare, yain esach mi chavit. You're pouring it out of a large barrel or a pitcher. That's the way Rav Dimi brought it from Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak comes along and says, no, it's only true of small quantities being poured, not large quantities that are being poured. So that's the first one who seems to argue or be machmir on what Rav Dimi said. The second one is, Kiyata Rav Yochanan, Yai nesach shenafal the boar, v'nafal sham kaiton or kiton shel mayim, roir et heter kiilo eino, v'ashar mayim rabim alav u'mevatlin oto. So here you have a case where yain nesek falls into the boar. The boar is full of yain of heter. So nefosham kiton jomayim, and also water fell in at the same, we don't know now if it's the same time before or after, that we'll see in a second. Roim et heter kilo eino. We look at the wine of heter that's in there as if it doesn't exist. Because if the wine of heter exists, then we have a problem, because then you have min bimino of yain and yain. And then you have already, there's a problem of isur that's there, and you can't get rid of it. The water cannot overcome the flavor of wine. There definitely, there will be a flavor of wine, because you have the heter and the isur together, which will overwhelm the water, and it's yayin. On the other hand, if you're able to isolate the yayin of isur against the water would be mevatel, the yayin of isur. So what we say here is, ra'uin et heter kilo eino. We look at the wine that's in the boar, the heter wine, as if it doesn't exist. And now we say, okay, you have isur wine, and wine, mayim, water of heter, and the water is able to be mevatel, the yain of isur. And we look at the heters are not there. So now, the Gemara says, ki'atar shmu bar yudam rabbi yochanan, that they qualify this. Lo shano shal nafal kiton shemayim tchila. That's only true if the water falls in first. Aval lo nafal sham kiton shemayim tchila, matzam minet mino b'neyur. Then you can't say anything of the sort, because you have min b'mino. Once the min b'mino is asur, you can't go then and say, oh, all of a sudden the water comes in as mevatel, the isur that already exists and is spread to the entirety of the barrel. So now the way to understand this or to explain this is that if the water fell in first, then you have two entities that are in there. You have water and the yayin shel heter. When the yayin shel isur falls in, then we can say that the yayin shel isur now is being encompassed or overwhelmed by the water of heter that's already there, and it's mevatalit. On the other hand, if you have the yayin of heter that's there, and then yayin shel isur falls in, you have min b'mino already, and the yayin shel isur affects the yayin shel heter b'mashu. If that's the case, now all the wines that there almost or seemingly becomes a chefsa shel isur. It all becomes a sur now. When the water falls in afterwards, the water can have no impact on that large quantity of isur. It can't affect it anymore. So that's what Shmuel says. Again, you have a statement here that's against the Rav Dimi and Rav Yochanan, because here he's not saying kama kama batil. If you believe kama kama batil, as the yayin of isur went in, it would be kama kama batil. In fact, he doesn't say that. Rashi says we have two opinions here. En alocha kara b'dimi sharei ba Rav Yitzchak v'hechmir, ba Ravim v'hechmir. Ulekaman paskinin yayin esek v'minu b'mashu. And later on, we're going to paskin in the Gemara, and this is Rashi l'shitato, that yayin nesech b'mino is b'mashu. Actually, even Tosfos will agree to that little point, but that is b'mashu, and then, therefore, it's wrong. You can't say kama kama batil, according to Rashi in this instance. Tosfos, on the other hand, disagrees and says that Rashi is right, but not because of his reasoning. So he says that, Beli nira, tam zed da abraba, hayon leaf sofa shall sofim, kadivre amekyo. You have three opinions here. You're dealing with alocha that is dirabanan, so you should go achara amekyo. Who's the most amekyo here? Rav Dimi am Rav Yochanan. So why is Rashi saying, okay, we have two people who are machmir more than him, so alocha is not like him? That makes no sense. We're talking about a din dirabanan. Let's be amekyo. Let's go after the one who's most amekyo. So he says, no, but mil makom makom nira da alocha ki ravin, the local Rav Dimi. It's very interesting that Ravin and Rav Dimi many times came from Eretz Yisrael and brought with them memrot of Rabbi Yochanan and memrot from Eretz Yisrael. And here the Gemara says, lo mitameh, derashi, amishum deravin barsam chutvei. The Ravin is a more reliable source. When it came to Rav Dimi and Ravin, we are somech on Ravin because the Gemara in Yevamot tells us that Ravin is a more reliable source in bringing information. So that's why, so they come to the same conclusion, that the halacha is not like Rav Dimi, but for different reasons. Rashi says because everybody argues on Rav Dimi, and the Tosfos says no, because Ravin is up against Rav Dimi. If we have Ravin versus Rav Dimi, we're going to go with Ravin, who has more reliable source. Now the Gemara says, there's some who put the statement of Shmuel on our Mishnah. Yayin b'yayin b'koshu, when it says in our Mishnah that yayin b'yayin is a problem b'koshu, lo shenu. That is, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shenu el shalom nafal sham kiton shomayim. That's only if water didn't fall in there first. Look at the heter as if it's not there. And the rest of the water comes along and overwhelms it. Now I made a mistake here. I just said that it was the water fill first. That's not what's made in the statement over here. And that's actually going to be the difference between the two lishonot. What's the difference between the opinion that says Shmuel's qualification of Rabbi Yochanan is on our Mishnah versus the one that says the qualification is of the statement of Rabin and Rabbi Yochanan? So, which is what I just said to you, I made that mistake. That when it comes to our Mishnah, the water can fall in first or second, it does not matter. When I said Rabin clearly said that it has to be first, the water must be first, and then the Easter comes afterwards. So now we're going to actually discuss that case. Itmar, yain nesach shenafal b'bor. You have yain nesach, which is Easter, that falls into the bor, which is of heter. V'nafal sham kiton shamayim, and then water falls in as well. Amar Chizkia, higdilu b'isur asur, higdilu b'heter mutar. That is a very cryptic statement of Chizkia. It turns out to be a machlokus between the Tosfot and Rashi how to read the statement of Chizkia right now. Rashi says that when it means igdilu b'isur asur, that means that if the isur is there, it's irrelevant whether the water fell in first or the water fell in second. But if there is isur together with the heter, if the isur now together with the heter makes it that the wine overwhelms the water, it's asur. So that would turn out that Chizkia now is even more machmir. Chizkia says it's irrelevant when the water falls in. It never helps you. The water, and it's always going to rain isur. What's the case of heter according to Rashi? Is higdilo beheter. That's a case where there was nafal yain basof, right? Kavar batol yain nesach. There was a big vat of water, and the yain nesach fell into it. And the yain nesach was already batel inside of the water. Then afterwards, the more yain falls in there. Yain shel heter falls in at that point in time. So there we say, once it was batel, it's shuv enu neor. The once the yisur of yain nesach was batel, we don't say, oh, it reawakens later on. So that's the way Rashi learns it. It's a little harder to read into the words. But Rashi says, higdilo b'isur, as long as the yain nesach fell in at any point in time and is mitztarek to the heter wine, then it's problematic. Wine first, water first, irrelevant. Yain nesach falls into a big vat of wine, you have a problem, according to Chizkia. On the other hand, if it's wine, yain nesach was already batel, before the wine shall heter falls in, then it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, feeling dilo bisur mutar. Rabbi Yochanan says that when, this is what Rashi's interpretation, when the water falls in first, then it matters. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan is like which what we just described according to Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that if the water falls in first, then it's able to be mevatel the yain nesach that falls in afterwards. On the other hand, again, either if the water falls in afterwards, or the yain nesach is not batel, then you don't have that ability. So now the Gemara asks a question based on this. I'll come back. We'll do the Gemara, and then I'll come back and explain Tosfos's interview, just so we can have a flow of the Gemara. So I'm going to lay Rabbi Yirmiyahu the Rabbi Zerah. Lema Chizkia v'Rabbi Yochanan b'plukta d'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan k'miflegei. Let us suggest at this point in time that Rabbi Yochanan then and Chizkia argue in the same machlokas as Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan, which we've seen before, which is the Zeh v'Zeh Goreim. The Zeh v'Zeh Goreim is a problem. We'll see in a second. We've seen this. We've seen this brayta being quoted before. Now Rashi says at this point in time, according to Rashi, Chizkia says everything is asur. So what do you mean? We're going to come up with a case. It sounds like, what do you mean, Zeh v'Zeh Goreim? You know, according to Rabbi Chizkia, there's almost no case where it's going to be mutar. So Rashi says, the questioner at this point in time, he didn't know their real reasons. He thinks, according to Chizkia, that it's after the last thing to fall in is the problem. Now we saw in Rashi, it's irrelevant. According to Chizkia and Rashi, if water fell first or yain nesach or water, either way it was problematic, according to Rashi. So Rashi is saying, oh, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked the question, didn't know that. He didn't really know what Chizkia meant, and he thought that Chizkia went after whatever fell last. That will match up with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara is going to reject that, but this is the Havamin of the Gemara at this point in time. The Tanan, we have this Misner. So'or shel chulin, v'shel truma, shenaflu l'toch itza. We have yeast of chulin and yeast of truma that fall into a single dough. Neither one of them alone could make it into chametz. Vinitz tarfu, they together v'chimtzo, and they together made it into chametz. Lezomer achar acharon anipa. We go after the last one. Chamimim ben shenafal yisur b'tchila ben basof ein asur ajebo kedei lachmitz. Doesn't matter whether the isur went first, isur went second. Only if the in it itself the isur has the ability to make it into chametz. Then you'll have a problem. Otherwise, you do not have a problem. So now, what the suggestion at this point in time is, Chizkiya is going to go after Acharon and Iba, just like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, if the Truma fell in second, problematic. If the Chulin fell in second, then we're okay. And also over here, if the Chachamim are going to say, it doesn't matter until you have full amount of Isur. So too, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that there's no problem. It doesn't matter if it's Tchila, it doesn't matter if it's Sof. Everything is good over here. Mara says, V'tispra, how could you ever explain the machlokas this way? We've seen this qualification of this Mishnah before, which is Amar Abaye. Lo shonu elu shekotam v'silek et yisur. The whole statement of our Mishnah, or this Mishnah in Truma, is premised on the fact that he removed the Isur. Avalu kotam v'silek et yisur asur. He doesn't go and pray, take out the Isur first. Then even Rabbi Lezer agrees that it's asur, and certainly the Chachamim even agree that it might be problematic. So then, if that's the case, Chizkiya d'amar keman. Who does Chizkiya hold like? Because Chizkiya can't hold like anybody anymore. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it then becomes irrelevant which one fell in first. If the truma is still there, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the way Abai qualifies it, it's irrelevant, it's problematic. Because he didn't remove the truma. The Rabbi Lezer's statement of saying mutar is only when the truma fell in, he took it out, and then the chulin fell in afterwards. But if the truma is still there, asur, and that's our case. Our case is where the water, the yain nesach, everything is still there. So according to Rabbi Lezer, everything is asur. Whether it's water first or yain nesach first, if they're both found together, problematic. Now, truthfully, in Chizkiya's real position, that's true. That's what Chizkiya believes. But right now, again, Rashi said that the Gemara, or the Rav Irmiya, believed that Chizkiya was matir in one case, and only oser in the other case. Now also, Chizkiya can't hold like the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan say that where it was kodam ve-sile, Abai says when it was kodam ve-sile keta isur. Now, the Rabbanan still believe that only until there is enough in the isur itself does it become asur. Yet Chizkiya says that if the Yain Nesek fell in first, it's problematic. So there, he disagrees with the Chachamim. So now you have nobody who Chizkiya can like. Now before the qualification of Abaye, before Abaye came along and told us that, we could have said that Chizkiya held like Rabbi Eliezer, which is that there makes a difference about what falls in first. It makes a difference whether it's Yain or Mayim that falls in first, because we saw Rabbi Eliezer says that if it was the Truma, right, first, and then it was okay if it was the other way around, the chulin first, then it was problematic. Even though it truthfully will be the opposite of what Chizkiya says, because Chizkiya will say when the water goes in first, it's okay, and when the yain nesek goes in first, then it'll be problematic. But at least there's some sense of a difference between which goes in first, which goes in second, in that opinion. So the Gemara says, okay, that can't be the explanation. El hocha biroin kamiflage. The machlokas here is biroin. The Chizkiya late roin. Well, Rabbi Yochanan itle, and Rabbi Yochanan does hold of roin. What does roin mean? Roin means, do we look at the heter ki ilu eino? Do we look at the heter as if it's not there? Chizkiya says we always look at the heter as if it's there. If the heter is there, then you always have too much yayin for the mayim. You have too much wine for the heter. There's the water which could have overcome the yayin nesach by itself, but together with the yayin shel heter, it can never overcome it. So if that's the case, if you always say the heter is there, then you always have a problem, because you have yayin b'yayin, the yayin of Isur with the yayin of Heter, and together they're going to overwhelm the water, and it'll never be batel. So that's Chizkiya's opinion. It's always Asur, because he doesn't say roin. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan says, roin a Heter ki ilu eino. Roin a Heter ki ilu eino, which is what we saw in Ravin before, then it comes out, depends what falls in first. If the water falls in first, and we say the yayin ki eino, then the water will overcome mebatel the yayin esach. On the other hand, when the yayin esach falls in first, you can't say roin ki ilu eino, because the yayin's already there. I mean that they're both there together, the yayin and the yayin. It becomes a problem of min b'mino, and therefore when the water falls in afterwards, it can't do anything. So that would be the Rashi's explanation of the Machlokes of Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. And here the Gemara says that they're arguing in roin. The Gemara says, is that really true? Or me, eat later Rabbi Yochanan Roin. Does Rabbi Yochanan really subscribe to this principle called Roin? Rabbi Asi had a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei kosot, two cups. Echad shel chulin vechad shel truma. One has wine of chulin, one has wine of truma. Umazgan. Each one independently, they diluted to make it drinkable. Irvan zebazen. And afterwards, the two cups got mixed together. Mahu. What's the din? Velo poshitle. And he did not answer. Now let's think about this. Diluted, when they dilute the wine, the water is not enough in a single cup of wine to overwhelm the wine. That means that if you have wine of truma that is diluted by water, it still has tam yayin shel truma, and it's problematic. The chulin is always fine because you diluted it, but it was chulin, so it was never a problem. But if you mix the two cups together, then, now think about this. The water, you've doubled the quantity of water. It's actually pretty significant. In dilution, it's 1:3 or 1:4. You have a lot of water here. Now, if I look, isolate the yayin shel truma versus the water could be mevatel now the yayin shel truma. The only problem is I also have yayin shel chulin. So how do I look at this? That's a question here. Do I look at the yayin shel chulin ki'ilo eino, which is what we just said Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is. So Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, when it comes to the yayin shel heter, we say ki'ilo eino. If I say the yayin shel chulin is ki'ilo eino, then I have the water from two cups, plus the yayin shel truma should be batel. Yet, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Velo poshele, he had no answer. What do you mean he had no answer? He should have had an answer. He said, shirona to ki'ilo eino. He says, no problem. Mi kara lo poshele. In the beginning, he didn't have an answer. But later on, he came to the realization that Roin Keno, the Heter Keno. And later on, that's what he's saying over here in the statement of our case. He taught us what his conclusion was. At first, he didn't know the answer, and then he came to the conclusion that Roin Heter Keno. Itmer Nami, we have a similar statement in Rabbi Yochanan, Ami Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ami Lo Amar Rabbi Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bet Kosot, Echad Shel Chulin Vechad Shel Truma Mazgan. Right, he went ahead and he was Mosaic, he diluted them, Be'irvam Zebazen, then they got mixed together, Roina Te'etar, Kilo Eino, Bashar Mayim Rabbina Levam Matlinoto. So here we have it, that he didn't answer it. Here he gives a clear statement of fact that the Roina Te'etar, Ki'ilo Eino, and therefore it is totally fine. So that's the way Rashi reads our Gemara over here. By the way, just the machlokas of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi and the Chachamim over there, which we don't address. What do they argue about? And then they argue about Zeb Zeb Goreh. But Rabbi Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan are dealing with Min Sheinu Mino, whether you say Roin Keilu Eino or not Roin Keilu Eino. Now, Tosos takes issue over here with Rashi's interpretation of the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizki, mostly because the word Higdilo. The word Higdilo does not read well according to Rashi. First of all, it's very hard to explain what the word Higdilo means according to Rashi. And secondly, he flipped the cases. He said Higdilo B'Yisur and Higdilo B'Hether. He changed around the case entirely. Higdilo B'Yisur is one case, and then Higdilo B'Hether is a case where there was Yain Nesef and there was Batel with there. Right, it doesn't seem that there's any parallel in the Higdilo of Rashi. So Tosfos, on the other hand, offers an alternative shot. You can look in the Tosfos of Chizkiah by the Aleph of the Gota Gra. It says, V'achein nirali, Higdilo amayim b'isur, klomar, shosh anafo amayim lebor, aya kvar mi'urav, ayayin nesef, ayayin shel heter, asur, dolo amar roim heter ki ilo eino. Kevin Shvar Nesar. Higdilo beheter, kigon shnafo mayim shel heter tchila babor, vracha kachiyan shel isura kol mutar. Kevin Shabatel, dinosu ayakvar Nesar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Higdilo nami bi isur. Ben shnafo nayim tchila, ben the sof mutar de ilay roin. So the Tosfos introduces a new possibility, which is a much more makil, which is that Ben Chizkiah really holds like Ravin and Rabbi Yochanan from the previous Amud, which is that Chizkiah differentiates between whether the water fell first or the Yayin Nesek fell first. If it is that Higdilo B'Isur, if the Isur fell first, then it's already a problem because it's together with the Heter, and then the water falls, no good. Higdilo B'Heter, if the water falls first, then it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says it doesn't matter whether the water falls first or the Yayin Nesek fell first. It's irrelevant. Either way, it's fine, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gra brings down over here, he says, nearby and I, Rabbi Yushalmi Kan, Ubeperk Bet Orlam Ufuresh Kaper Rashi. It's clear that the explanation of this Gemara is exactly like Rashi. The only problem is that over there it clearly says that you don't need the water first, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which Rashi does say. Rashi qualifies Rabbi Yochanan and says first. So basically, he says Rashi's explanation is right in Chizkiah, but in Rabbi Yochanan it's wrong because it demands that yain mayim b'tchila, that the water goes in first, which is not the true in those cases. So it's interesting that Tosfos with Tofes the Rabbi Yochanan part, and Rashi still faced the Chizkiyah part, and so therefore they tried to be consistent in their explanations, but it turns out that it's really, according to the Gemara, a mixture of both of their explanations is the real explanation of the Gemara over here should be. Right now, the Gemara comes to Zechlal. This is the principle. Min b'mino b'mashu, shlo b'mino b'mnotein tam. What is the Zechlal at the end of the Mishnah coming to teach us? It already told us in the Mishnah that Yayin Nesach is b'mashu. So what is the Zechlal adding over here? Rav Shmuel, Damrei Tarvayu. Kol isurin shibet Torah b'minam b'mashu. Any isur in the Torah, minam b'mashu, shlo b'minam b'mnotein tam. When it's not b'minam, it's b'notein tam. Zeakal, where is Zeakal? Latuye mai, latuye kol yisurin shebe Torah. The Zeakal comes to teach you that everywhere in the Torah, this is the din. Everywhere, not just by Yayin Nesach. Everywhere in the Torah, the din is min b'mino, b'mashu. Min she'enu mino is b'notein tam. And that's Rashi that we saw. Rashi paskins like Rav and Shmuel over here. It seems that Rashi later on might have reversed his opinion, that he didn't necessarily keep this aloha in the end, but back on Samach Vav, Amun Aleph, in B'chol Min B'mino B'mashu, Rashi says, L'kaman, this is our Gemara, L'kaman, on Samach Vav Amun Aleph, he says, L'kaman, our Gemara over here says, D'lav Yilchazahachi, Elafil Min B'mino B'motein Tam Chutz Mitevo V'yayin Nesach. Over there, the Masoros HaShatz and the Hagos HaBach say that's not what Rashi said. We know that Rashi already told us, and our Gersot and Rashi say the opposite. The Rashi is found on Samach Ter and Aleph. That's where Rashi writes it explicitly. Behen elocha rovakat b'Israel, demin she'enu mino b'shishim, aval min b'mino mukminin hilchos amashu kirav. Rashi says it explicitly on Samach Ter and Aleph right before the Mishnah there, which is Soter, what he said on Samach Vav. And therefore, the Bach and the Masoros HaShatz change what is written over there to conform to what's written here on Samach Ter and Aleph. Or it was a later Girsa of Rashi. Rashi changed his mind later on. Or it's really the member of the Rabbeinu Tam or Tosfos, which we're going to see, who argues on Rashi. And it's clear that Rashi believes that the Loch here is like Rav and Shmuel. We're going to see that the Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, paskins like Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochan, who are the next opinion over here. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochan, Rish Lakish, Dami Tarvayu, Kol Yisrim Shevet Torah, Ben B'minam, Ben Shelo B'minam, Ben Otein Tam. So we just said, Shol, right, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that it's irrelevant, whether it's Min B'mino or Min She'en B'mino, it's Ben Otein Tam. Chutz, their exception. What are the exceptions? Tevel and Yayin Nesech. Now, B'minam, that they B'minam is B'mashu. Shlo B'minam, Ben Otein Tam. The Zechal comes to include Tevel. Yayin Nesach is already written explicitly in the Mishnah, but that it's B'mashu, B'min, B'mino. So Zechal comes to include also Tevel. So Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Shmuel, and Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Yochanan Meir Shlakish. We have a bright that supports each of their opinions. Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Yisrin Shvet Rabbi Minam, B'mashu, Shlo B'minam, B'notein Tam. So it's explicit like Rabbi Shmuel, which is that when it's Mino, it's Koshu, Shlo B'mino is Notein Tam. Tanya Kavati de Rabbi Yochanan Meir Shlakish, Kol Yisrin Shvet Rabbi Ben B'minam, Ben Shlo B'minam, B'notein Tam. Chutz, Mitavo Yayin Nesach, B'minam, B'mashu. So explicitly, you have two bright thoughts. Each one explicitly says exactly one like Rabbi Shmuel and one like Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that says that min b'mino is b'mashu when it comes to Yayin Nesach and Tevel, please explain to me why. So he says, Bishlama Yayin Nesach Mishum Chumra Dovar Chavim. I understand by Yayin Nesach because we've done the whole Masechta where we say Chumra de Yayin Nesach Shiny. That Yayin Nesach, we were machmir in Yayin Nesach. There's a special chumrot that applied in Yayin Nesach in many places. So that'll be true over here also, that Mimimino is b'mashu. About Tevel, my taima. What's the reason of Tevel? So the Gemara answers up, Kehe Tero, Kach Isuro. The way that it can be mutar is also the way it can be asur. Domar Shmuel, chita achat puteret et akri. When it comes to taking me mafrish truma from tevel, when you take off truma, the only thing you have to take off is a mashu. Take off a mashu, that is fine. It's no longer tevel. The fact that we give truma, right, that we give amounts that are either 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, it's all dine, it's a din d'rabbanon. It's nesmachta, a din d'rabbanon, that we give those amounts. But mi'ikar din, mi'daraisa, you don't have to take off a koshu. So just like a koshu who is matirit, so too a koshu will be oserit. So he says, it's not nami hochi. We have a mission that says, it says, b'me amru tevel oser b'koshu. B'mino, shlo b'mino b'motein tam. So we have a mission that's explicit that by tevel, it is, it's oser b'koshu, and shlo b'mino, it's b'notein tam. Tosfos over asks a question over here. He says that in other places we find, then in Yushalmi, that the reason that tevel is oser b'koshu has nothing to do with the fact that it's, if you take off a koshu, it's not tevel. And that's not the reason that our Gemara gives over here. That's the reason, but that's not the reason. What's the reason? It's Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We know that when you have something that can be fixed, there is no bittul. Tevel can be fixed. Tevel is not a permanent iser. You've got to be mafrish, trumot, and masrot, and everything will be fine. So what do you mean that the problem here is because you can take a matir because it's Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So Tosfos says, actually, we need both. We need both reasons. Why do we need both reasons? Because if I only had the reason of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, then the Rabbeinu Tam qualifies. Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is only called a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin if I can easily fix the problem. If I can easily fix the problem, I can rectify the situation, then it's called Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. If there's a Tircha Yisera, and it's a crazy situation in order for me to matir it, we no longer call it a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So that's what the argument comes to be, to say that that's not the case. Even if it's not a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, even though, say the produce is in a different city, or the owner's in a different city, and it's not a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, nevertheless, it's still a Asur Bekoshu. Why? Because you can be poter it's Bekoshu. If you take off a mattress, a single chita of wheat, that would be poter for truma, therefore the Easter is also Bekoshu. So that comes to tell us in that case, it's still a problem with Koshu. And the other way around is true by, if we had only our Gemara that says that it's poter Bekoshu, and that's why it's a sur. Why do we need the Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? We need Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin because that's only true of Truma. What about Masrot and Trumat Maser? The Koshu is only applicable when it comes to Truma itself. When it comes to Masrot, which also make it Tevel, and Trumat Maser, which also makes it Tevel, those have, they have real quantities that have to be taken off, 10%. Then you wouldn't say Koshu. So along comes Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin to tell us those are also a sur. So it would be interesting in a case where you have either it's Tevel the Maser, or Tevel the Trumat Maser, and it's in a place that the Baal is far away, and it's a place where they can't easily rectify it. In that case, it sounds like that according to Tosfos, it would not be Oser B'Koshu, because it's not a Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, and it's not a Dabar Shehetero Yedei Mashu. So in that case, you would actually have situations where Tevel would not be a Asur B'Koshu if you combine those two reasons the way Tosfos is explaining them. Okay, we'll stop over here.